Yes, ladies and gentlemen, something to be considered. Yes. So, that said, we're looking at this whole issue of Hubots and the roles they may play in our lives, even when it comes to emotional attachments. Eventually, looking at emotional attachments. Do you think that we could ever get to a point where someone might say, you know, I really don't like the idea of sending those robots, those Hubots, those humanoids into these places, these robots to do these jobs that are too dangerous for humans or unhealthy for humans? It would really depend. Some people might say, well, it depends on what race and what class of person you're talking about sending in there. Some of them may not want to admit that. It would be certainly on their hearts, but they may not want to say it out loud. But that would certainly be on the hearts of a lot of people. And some people in the right company would say it. You get birds of a feather, people of like mind, they'll say it to each other. I don't mind sending those people out to do it, but not us. Where robots and computers become widely competitive with human workers. Majorities of Americans would support providing all Americans with a guaranteed income that would allow people to meet their basic needs. 60% of Americans are in favor of this. And remember what I said now, humans need money. And now in this case, it doesn't matter what class we are, we need money. Even the wealthy need money. I'm not saying they need to get more of it. I'm just saying they need money. We all need money. And if you're going to have robots taking jobs, because that's what's going to be happening now. We're not just talking about developing a situation wherein you have a lot of jobs, so many jobs available, that you can employ every human being who wants to work and put a lot of robots to work. No, we're talking about doing the very thing that we've been seeing happening over the years. Putting jobs in the hands of artificial intelligence and taking those jobs away from humans. And as I've asked before, I ask now, do you think that most Americans would be more upset with the people who will have made the decision to create that situation? Or do you think that they'll be more upset with the robots who were thrust into the situation as much as the humans were? Or will be? And so a lot of Americans are looking at this and they're seeing the handwriting on the wall and they're saying, well, listen, all Americans should have a guaranteed income to at least make to be bringing in enough to at least meet their basic needs, as well as a national service program that would pay humans to perform jobs, even if machines could do them faster or cheaper. 58% of Americans agree with that. Let me ask you something. Is there a limit to productivity, to saving money? When I say a limit, can we go too far at wanting to produce more for less? When we look at it from an ethical standpoint, when we look at it from a business standpoint, let's look at it from every angle that we can. And looking at it from all of these angles, ethically, the impact that it would have on an individual and that individual's family. Now think about how upset people already are about having to struggle to survive, about not being able to truly afford the lifestyle that they've grown accustomed to. And I'm not necessarily talking about people who know what it is to make $300,000 a year, $600,000 a year, and they're having to deal with only making $100,000 a year. I'm not talking about that. People who were middle class, lower middle class, middle class, upper middle class, and now to live that, let's just say middle class and lower middle class, and they know what it is to live that lifestyle, and now for the last 12 years, they're finding it more and more difficult to maintain that lifestyle because their incomes are not going up enough. And think about how angry they are about that, how hostile and malicious they're becoming. And now you're talking about robots being used, not blaming this on the robots being used to make a bad situation even worse. What do you think? A notably larger share of the public sides with the notion that there should be limits on the number of jobs businesses can replace with machines, as opposed to the idea that businesses are justified in automating human jobs if they can receive better work at lower cost. What do you think? I mean, and look at this from various angles. You keep automating so that the companies become more productive. They're producing more goods for less money. What do you think? Businesses are saving money. Well, the companies are saving money, which basically would come down to the people at the top earning more money. Most everyone else, especially mid-level and lower, will more than likely be getting less money. That's what we're already seeing. Fewer jobs for humans, less money for humans, for those who are not at the top. Think that that situation would improve or get worse or just remain the same if we had more jobs being given to robots? Now that asked, let me ask this. Do you suppose that your personal situation will get any better or any worse or remain the same if we had more robots being given jobs than humans? And remember again, now we're talking about jobs being given to robots that humans are already doing. Would it work out for the nation as a whole? Would it work out for you and your family? Be right back. Let's talk about safety of cell phones. We'll look into this automation a little bit more later date. I definitely want us to really give this some thought. Really give it some thought and be deciding, should we be talking with anyone right now, in addition to each other, about our concerns?